This is Larry Jordan, the host of the Digital Production Buzz. The following interview is an excerpt from a recent program. To hear the entire program, visit digitalproductionbuzz.com. In his current role as Director of Technology at Keycode Media, Michael Comas consults on the latest in technology and best practices into the digital media communications space. He also has this wonderful love of workflows and codecs and process and all the rest of the stuff that makes our eyes glaze over. Hello, Michael. Welcome.
Hi, Larry. Happy holidays.
And a happy holiday to you as well. Tonight, we're talking about audio gear, and I wanted to chat with you about the debate between monitor speakers and headphones. Most people think they should use monitor speakers, but some people think they should use headphones. So let's start with the bigger picture. When should you use monitor speakers and when should you use headphones?
I think you should be using speakers every waking minute because and I'll put an asterisk next to that. I think you're going to get more of a real world approximation, especially if your desired endpoint is TV or a theater or somewhere where other people aren't going to be listening on headphones. You want to recreate the end user listening experience as much as humanly possible. And so that's why I'm a big fan of speakers.
All right. Well, then, does that mean we should never use headphones at all?
No, I think you should be using headphones to check your mix. I think speakers are the way to check how it sounds in a real-world environment. And then you use headphones, good headphones, to check how the mix will sound to those people who are watching on the go.
Well, I want to talk more about how to pick the right headphones, but this brings up a question. When I edit on headphones, sometimes I'm hearing every possible mistake. And so here I am editing out pops and clicks that are easily visible on headphones that never show up on the speaker. Am I getting too obsessive here?
I don't think you're getting too obsessive, but I think, again, we need to determine who your prospective audience is. For example, your tutorials, Larry, are people going to be watching those on a mobile device, or are they going to be watching those on their desktop while they're editing so they can follow along? I think that versus someone who does a podcast, which is designed for people on the go, in that case, yes, you should be using headphones to emulate the end user experience.
In other words, you're suggesting headphones not necessarily for their accuracy, but so that our ears are hearing our mix the way the consumer is going to consume it.
Completely. And that's, you know, what they do on, let's say, feature film dub stages. They will mix on speakers that you commonly will find in a theater. Then they traditionally have a pair of, dare I say, crappy speakers, more commonly their Oratones, that the mixers can switch to then hear what it sounds like on old TVs or TVs who have built-in tinny speakers so they can see how their mix translates.
Michael, what should we look for when we're picking either speakers for mixing or a headset for mixing?
When you're choosing speakers for mixing, it should have a flat EQ response, so not favor the low lows or the high highs. It should also emulate the speakers that the end users are listening on, which goes back to our previous discussion, which was if you are doing something like a podcast where people are listening on their headphones, then use headphones that have a flat response. We also want to make sure that they don't have noise cancellation or anything else that may color the sound.
Now, by flat response, you mean that it's not boosting the bass or not boosting the treble?
That's correct. We want something that will more faithfully recreate what the director and what the sound engineers had in mind when they crafted the project.
Is there a difference between the headsets that we use for mixing our audio versus consuming our audio?
Completely. When you're mixing audio, if you do opt to use headphones, you want something that is flat. So you're EQing and mixing on an even playing field, so to speak. Whereas the end consumer can certainly decide to get something that colors their sound, but that traditionally that's frowned upon via mixers because they want you to hear their vision of how things should have been done.
Yes, but as I learned long ago in producing shows for TV, how the consumer adjusts their TV set, I've got no control over. I just want to make sure it leaves here looking good.
That's a good point, and that's one reason why a lot of mixers will also have old tinny speakers sitting up on their console. So when they finish a mix, they can toggle to those speakers, commonly their Oratones, to see how the dialogue sounds to make sure that the most important portions of the mix still cut through.
So when we're picking a headset for mixing, what should we look for? What key specs?
The slang is usually 20 to 20, 20 hertz to 20 kilohertz. You traditionally want to avoid noise-canceling headphones because that tends to color the sound field that you're getting. You want to stay away from earbuds because earbuds go further in your ear. They're usually louder, and they don't recreate what the mixers had, what they intended. And those are probably the three main things you want to focus on.
Would you choose a different headset for a different project, or would you use the same headset across all projects?
I'd use them across all projects because any experienced mixer will get accustomed to mixing on different speakers or different headphones and how the sound may be colored. So the more you stay with one set, the more you can get trained on that set to how things are recreated.
Are there brands of headsets that you like or models?
Yeah, there's two that are great. The Sony MDR-7506s, those are my go-to headphones. Those are about $80, so they won't break the bank. Another popular one among mixers are the Sennheiser HD25s. Those are a little bit more expensive. They're about $130, but they have a stylish carrying case, which makes traveling over the holidays great. The one set I would avoid, though, are the very popular Beats by Dre. While they look stylish and they'll certainly cost a good amount, they color the sound something fierce, and I can't recommend mixing on them.
Michael, before we leave, why don't you give the traditional warning about keeping our volumes under control?
You know, this is something that I always thought was, you know, if you're too loud, you're too old. But as I get older, I've realized that if I use headphones too loud for too long, I will get a ringing in my ear. And luckily it goes away. But it's something that studies have shown that, you know, 25% to 30% of the listening audience is losing their hearing compared to the 80s and 90s. So it's very crucial that if you are mixing and you are using headphones, keep it under 85 dB, which is kind of a subway train volume. Don't go any higher than that for long periods of time, or you may risk tinnitus.
How do you measure the volume of the headset?
That's a really good question. I have a trusty Radio Shack decibel meter that I traditionally have that I measure my speakers with and also measure my headphones with before I start any session so I can ensure I'm at a standard level.
One last question. For someone who's getting ready to start building a mixing studio, do they invest in speakers or do they invest in a headset?
Coming from a TV and film background, I'd always recommend speakers because that's where most people will listen to. But if you're starting your career off and you're primarily doing podcasts, then it probably makes more sense to get a decent pair of headphones.
And Michael, for people who want to keep track of what you're doing and thinking, where can they go on the web?
Two places, michaelkamas.com or 5thingsseries.com.
That is a long phrase, the number 5, the word things, series, 5thingsseries.com. And Michael Kamas is the host of 5 Things. Michael, thanks for joining us today.
Have a great holiday, Larry. Thank you.